Bill O'Reilly here, Monday, November 16th, 2020. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. Lockdowns return as COVID rises in all 50 states. President Trump questions the Georgia recount. Residents flee New York in record numbers. New Jersey bracing for recreational marijuana. San Francisco poised to fine cigarette smokers in their own homes. Also ahead, what will Donald Trump do next? But first, cases of COVID now spiking everywhere, passing 11 million in the USA. The CDC confirming nearly 200,000 new infections just last Thursday, one day. Michigan Governor Whitmer shutting down sessions of her state for 3 weeks at least. But there is some good news. The pharmaceutical company Moderna announcing a vaccine that works in 95% of tests. That should be out before the end of the year. President Trump dismissing the Georgia vote recount as a scam. Mr. Trump claims the ballots are riddled with fraudulent signatures and are only being counted because of public pressure. Joe Biden currently leads the president in the peach state by roughly 15,000 votes. The recount should be completed by midnight Wednesday. New data from the U.S. Postal Service shows at least 300,000 people have left New York City in the past 8 months. The stats only include folks who have requested a permanent address change, meaning the actual number of people getting out of the Big Apple is likely twice as high. Majority of those leaving earn more than $100,000 a year, so tax receipts will crash. Residents in neighboring New Jersey preparing for the legal sale of pot starting next year. Jersey lawmakers must agree on specific taxes on the pot, how much individuals can purchase at one time, and where stores will be located. Marijuana shops in other states like Colorado prohibit the sale near schools, churches, or senior living facilities. San Francisco's Board of Supervisors now considering a law that would fine cigarette smokers $1,000 for lighting up in their own homes. Supporters claim the bill protects neighbors from secondhand smoke. Critics say it's a violation of a person's constitutional rights, which of course it is, but San Francisco really doesn't care about constitutional rights. In a moment, what is the future for Donald Trump? Right back. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD or text GOLD to 65532. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. President Trump's future. Right now, Mr. Trump is angry, believing massive vote fraud led to Joe Biden's victory. But the president is looking ahead and may run again in 4 years. That's what I'm hearing. Now, if that happened, that would put him in the company of the immortal Grover Cleveland. Remember Grover? He was our 22nd and 24th president and the only president to get voted out of the White House and then win a second term 4 years later. That happened in 1893. So, Donald Trump may want to emulate Mr. Cleveland, but many, many things are going to happen in the next 3 years before the 2024 presidential campaign gets underway. In the meantime, Mr. Trump has to keep a very high profile. So he is likely to do something in the media. Right now, there's big money floating around that wants to start a new television media operation. How do I know this? Well, some investors came to Long Island specifically to speak with me about signing on. But I did not, because I like running my own media company. However, if things change and there is a new media operation that features Donald Trump, I might look at it. President Trump would command tens of millions of dollars to sign on to any media operation, so financially it may be worth it for him, but mostly he wants revenge. The president wants revenge. He wants to be able to hammer his perceived enemies in a high-profile media situation. Joe Biden being number one, the Democratic Party, of course, and other media, including Fox News. As you know, Mr. Trump is not a fan of Fox any longer. Now, I'm not exactly sure about why that is. The primetime Fox hosts were supportive of him. Dayside, not so much. But any fair news organization is going to have a variety of opinion. However, that doesn't really matter. Donald Trump is angry at the Fox News Channel, and revenge is on his mind. Right now, there are two conservative TV channels that are rumored to be destinations President Trump might consider. The first is Newsmax, which has widened its distribution. And after Fox News called Arizona very early for Joe Biden, many people got angry and went over to sample Newsmax. The other network is One America News Network. And President Trump has been very complimentary toward that operation, which favors him. In fact, Newsmax and One America still have not called the presidential race. So I will predict that Donald Trump will get involved with the media. And I will keep you posted on how that might evolve. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve that message by writing it. Disagree? I want to hear from you. Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. And please consider my new book, big bestseller, Killing Crazy Horse. In a moment, something you might not know.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. In 1901, President Theodore Roosevelt invited former slave and longtime friend Booker T. Washington to dine with his family in Washington, D.C. Mr. Washington brought his wife, and other presidents had in the past invited black Americans to meetings at the White House, but never for a formal dinner. At the time, in 1901, segregation was the law of the land, unfortunately. Now, the invitation sparked a national uproar. Here's the backstory. Well, Governor of New York, Teddy Roosevelt, frequently invited black friends for dinner, so he didn't think twice about having his advisor, Booker T. Washington, over for some food and conversation. The White House released an official statement on October 17, 1901, simply stating, Booker T. Washington of Tuskegee, Alabama, dined with the president last evening. News of the dinner between a former slave and the commander-in-chief provoked an outpouring of condemnation from some Southern politicians and some in the press. A newspaper in Nashville, Tennessee reported, quote, Roosevelt committed the most damnable outrage which has ever been perpetrated by any citizen of the United States. That, of course, is insane. The Richmond Times wrote, "This means the president is willing that Negroes shall mingle freely with whites in the social circle, that white women may receive attentions from Negro men." Isn't that just awful? Well, that happened in America in 1901. The event even prompted some Southern states to harden racial laws, codifying strict restrictions against African Americans eating in restaurants. The rules would ultimately be called Jim Crow. Teddy Roosevelt's response to the fiasco? "I shall have him dine as often as I please." Way to go, Teddy. And here's something else you might not know. The reaction to the dinner was so bad, it actually affected White House policy. No other African American was invited to officially dine with the president or his family for another 30 years. Again, awful. America is a great country, but some of our legacy is not great at all. Back after this.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.